Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Martin, and it's my pleasure to begin the Advantage Podcast for FSI's member institutions. For this initial podcast, I'd like to take just a couple of minutes on one of the aspects of in-store banking that has seemingly befuddled more in-store bankers than anything I've seen in almost 20 years of working in this industry. That particular aspect of our jobs is aisle time. Or you may call it aisle marketing, aisle selling, aisle prospecting. I'll head to the back of the store and hide out for a bit where you can't see me. Yeah, that's the one I tend to see a little too much of. Folks have asked me through the years for ideas on better ways to approach customers in the aisles of their stores. They also wonder why their team members aren't more successful with aisle selling. I find that people may be just a little too caught up in technique. They think that their problem is that their folks don't know how to approach customers in their stores. But I'm not sure that's the problem. I'd suggest that the reason they aren't successful in selling to customers out in the store may well be because that's apparently the only thing they are ever doing out in the store. Without intending to, we often create a less-than-ideal sales environment. If the only time a customer ever sees an employee away from the branch is when they are trying to sell something, well, customers begin considering our employees to simply be salespeople. And if the first thing customers think when they see you is, here comes a salesperson, well, I'd suggest that it doesn't matter what kind of opening line you have, how confident your body language, how nice your smile, or the song you have in your heart. It doesn't matter, because when they see salesperson, they aren't listening to you anyway. Fairly or not, salespeople consistently rank at or near the very bottom of surveys that ask folks, who do you trust? Think about it. How many shoppers do you see flocking to the cell phone kiosk guys in the mall? Folks fear even making eye contact with those guys. But here's something else to consider. Folks have the same reaction to Girl Scouts selling cookies at a card table outside of their stores. It has nothing to do with how intimidating people look. It has everything to do with what we suspect an interaction with them will involve. If we want our sales efforts to be more successful, we need to make it part of standard operating procedure to get out into the store on a regular basis without an agenda. We need to interact with customers and store employees in ways that show them if we're just a good bunch of folks. And this is different than, say, simply not doing aisle time for a period. It's not so much that we need to give customers a break from interacting with us. Even if you don't leave the branch for weeks, but then when you get out there again, return to only trying to sell to them, well, you're still reinforcing that you are first and foremost a salesperson, and customers are going to act accordingly. But when shoppers become comfortable that we aren't always selling to them, they tend to give us a more receptive ear when we actually are asking them to consider a product or service. When we increase the number of non-agenda-driven conversations we have with folks, we ultimately increase the number of productive sales conversations we have as well. And if you're looking for a short starter list of topics that most customers will gladly stop whatever they're doing to talk to you about, here it is. They like talking about themselves, their kids or grandkids, their pets, their hobbies and sports teams, and their jobs. When a customer is telling you something about one of those subjects, you're golden. That's where you want to be. This approach works even better when we consistently and enthusiastically utilize every other marketing tool at our disposal, from in-store signs to PA announcements, flyers, promotions, giveaways, contests. We need to do everything we can to ensure that customers in our stores can easily see who we are, where we are, what we do, and that we would absolutely love for them to be our customers as well. Head out into your stores today and look to make new friends. When you do, you'll be doing what you need to do to make new customers as well. Your aisle time will be far more pleasant and, more importantly, more productive. Until next time, for FSI, I'm Dave Martin. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.